how important is it to go on the road and then put together a game, like you just said, to kind of put them together, to kind of build them?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that's something that we got to, you know, try to, you know, move forward to accomplish. I mean, playing on the road, I mean, you know, obviously you play half your games on the road, so we got to figure out ways to win on the road, go into the Eastern time zone, and play a game and win a football game. And that's, you know, that's really what our mindset is, and our players are, you know, looking forward to another opportunity to go try and do that.
What have been the problems that you pinpoint to the East Coast? I mean, you had the one game in Atlanta where you played really well. And
yeah, I mean, you know, I don't you know, I mean, obviously, you know, the distance that you have to travel, the time of the game. I mean, those are factors in the game. But really what it boils down to is really your mindset. You got to be able to block out all those external factors and focus in on the things you got to do in the game to try to win the football game. And you can't allow any of those external factors to, you know, really to influence you.
Chance that Seymour goes in IR, or is there still a chance he's back next week?
I mean, I guess there's a chance. I mean, you know, he's obviously didn't practice again today, so you know, we'll basically take him on a day-by-day basis.
You said there's a chance of IR or a chance of playing.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, there's a chance for either one of those, but we'll just have to play it on a day-by-day basis on where he's at.
Do you expect Tyvon to be able to practice tomorrow?
That's what we're hoping. You know, we'll see how he's feeling in the morning. That's kind of what the plan was last week. You know, we'll just have to see how he's feeling in the morning.
What's Pryor's progression
looking
like?
He's progressing like a lot of young players do. You know, I mean, he has some good days and then he has some bad days. It's not uncommon for any young player, but the thing that I can say about Terrell is he continues to work, and he wants to be good. And, you know, I think as long as he's got that type of attitude and he's going to continue to work, then there's, you know, there's a chance that he's going to develop.
How beneficial has it been having him this week preparing for camp, having a guy?
Oh, it's beneficial. You know, a lot of times you play guys like this that are mobile quarterbacks, and, you know, I've seen guys that use running backs or wide receivers back there, but, you know, it's nice to have a guy that really can – you know, pretty much simulate what Cam can do.
What kind of carryover can you have if you're able to win out this year? Is there any carryover heading into next year?
Well, I mean, you know, every year is a new year. But obviously we want to finish this season out strong, you know, and go into the off season with a little bit of momentum. But again, you know, every year is a new year. But I will say this is that, you know, anytime you get an opportunity to go out there and win football games, that's important to build in the culture of your football team.
Carolina's had an impressive couple of running backs the last few years, but with Cam Newton emerging as a runner and a passer, how difficult is it to deal with their running game now?
Well, it's real difficult because they've got two different styles of running game. I mean, they've got their quarterback read schemes that they run, and then they've got their conventional, you know, pro-style offense runs that they do. So that's what makes them, you know, even more difficult. And then, you know, the fact that when they drop back to throw the ball, you know, Cam can create with his legs. So they present a lot of challenges in what they can do offensively because they got a lot of talented offensive football players. And so, you know, we've got a lot of weapons that we got to take into account for.
What makes a good read option quarterback? I mean, it would seem to just be an either-or thing, and if you're disciplined, that should something you should be able to handle, but teams that do it well get a lot of yards off it.
Well, I mean, I think it's like anything else. I mean, it's a skill. It's playing the quarterback position's a skill, and some guys are better at it than other guys. And obviously this guy is extremely good at running this read option scheme. He understands it. He knows how to run it. And that's not what they do, you know, all the time. It's part of what they do, which really makes it even that much more difficult because there's so many other things that you have to worry about defending. So, but I think, you know, he's done it and he understands it, and so therefore he's pretty good at it.
How is Pryor at running it? He does a good simulation of that skill.
Well, I mean, we've worked some of that, you know, in our offense. It's not something that we do a ton of. So we obviously hadn't had nearly as many reps as probably they have.
prior to last week. Why not use more of that kind of read option stuff and things that maybe more suited towards?
It's part of the things that we've had in our package. But in that particular game, we wanted to try to get him an opportunity to get in the game, run some of the normal offense, and just see where he was from that standpoint.
Expect Adams to start.
I would anticipate that. Yeah, he's been able to practice this week, so I haven't seen any ill effects.
Fielding punts as well?
Yes.
Anything else?
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right, guys.